Ben, I believe that's our ring.
I know, Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lyman Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, this is the third day of the Winifred Redfield, Cedric Wehunt breach of promise trial. The townsfolk are again crowded into Ira Hodgkin's livery stable, which is serving as the courtroom, to witness the proceedings. Attorneys Skimp and Peabody are seated at the counsel table with their clients and are ready to carry on, in spite of the interruptions from Ira's cow and Grandpap's squeaky shoes. As we look in on the little community today, we find Clerk of Courts Milford Spears opening the day session.
Court of the Township of Pine Ridge, Arkansas, now is in session. Justice of Peace, Lum Eddard, presiding. All please rise, please.
Tell me, Grandpap, look, that old robber's got his robe pinned up in front this time so he won't trip over it.
Did you hurt yourself when you fell down yesterday?
Well, he claimed he sprained his wrist the day before. I don't actually believe he did, though, because he can't recollect which wrist it was. There he goes again.
Who left that banana
peeling land? Oh, Ulysses must have done that, Lum. Long as we're holding trial during the lunch hour, he has to eat his lunch while he's sitting on the jury, you know.
Oh, well, Ulysses, watch you hurry to throw them peelings after this.
Okay.
Don't help me, Abner. I can get up by myself. Tell everybody to sit down, Grandpap.
Oh, please be seated, please.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Barton.
Miss Barton.
Mr. Clerk, is the jury all present?
Uh-huh.
I was asking the clerk.
Oh, are they, Grandpap?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Good. We'll now proceed with the trial pending before the court. First, Winford Redfield versus, Cedric Wolfgang Wehunt for breaching a promise. Plaintiff suing for $1,000 heart bond. All right, now.
Your Honor, I would like to make a request, please.
All right, what is it, Squire? I mean, counsel for the plaintiff.
Sir, may it please the court? I would like to have that cow kept quiet today and be prevented from interrupting the proceedings every 2 minutes.
Well, I believe we've already taken care of that, Squire. Has the counsel for the defense fed Ira Hodgkin's cow yet?
Yeah, I've done better, Your Honor.
Good. Has the counsel for the defense set the alarm clock so we can get back to the store on time?
Uh-huh.
Good. Let us proceed, then. Squire, call your first... wait a minute. Mr. Clerk, go over and wake up Grandpa Masters in the jury box.
All right, Your Honor.
All right, Squire, call your first witness.
We would like to call Charles Redfield to the witness stand.
Grandpap, I thought I told you to wear different shoes today. You can't hear nothing in here with that squeaking going on.
I'm having my other hand over.
Oh, well, tell them to hurry up and get it done, then. Who'd you want to call, Squire?
Charles Redfield, Your Honor.
All right, come on up to the witness chair, Charlie.
And don't forget what I told you now, Charlie.
Don't worry about me.
Hurry up, Charlie. Me and Abner got to get back to the store pretty soon. That's it. Set right there.
I know where to set.
Wait a minute. The clerk ain't swore you in yet. Grandpap, come over here and swear Charlie in.
All right, but I ain't got Grandpa Masters woke up yet.
Well, let him sleep. One of the jurors can tell him what happens today.
I do, Miss Clayton.
Well, I wish there was a pinball machine in here.
Be quiet, Cedric. Be quiet.
All right, Charlie. Raise your right hand. In the testimony you're about to give before this court, you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you, how are you, Charlie?
I do. Oh, pretty good.
State your name, Charlie.
Charlie Redfield.
All right, sit down, Charlie.
Yeah.
All right, Charlie's ready. Go ahead, counsel.
Yes, thank you. Mr. Redfield, are you Charlie Redfield, father of the plaintiff, Winifred Redfield?
Of course he is.
Of course I am. Of course he is.
Everybody knows that. Don't take up the court's time with such unmaterial, non-elephant questions. Our time's valuable.
I was merely trying to establish a foundation for the testimony which is to follow.
Grandpap, stop making that noise.
That ain't Grandpap. That's Ulysses trying to open his lunch bucket. Lunch.
Oh, well, try to be more quieter, Ulysses.
Okay.
Go on, Squire.
Mr. Redfield, did you receive a phone call from Mr. Lom Edwards about 2 weeks ago? By your phone, you've got to do something about that cow. I can't conduct this examination with all that.
I'm sorry, Squire. I thought we took care of that. Mr. Clerk, go over and shut the door.
Yep. That
might
smell good. Got any extra you left in there? Well, I'm hungry, Law. I mean, you ain't had no lunch.
I can't help it. This is a court of law, and we got to be dignified.
Oh.
That's it, Grandpap. Prop something up again the door. And then hurry back to your seat. Our order got that door fixed, so it stopped swinging open that way.
Told you I'm hungry.
Say, Charity, did I tell you Miss Hanson wants you to bring some of your Jimson wheat calf and send it to you over to their place? One of her youngins is ailing.
Grandpap, you can't talk to your woman while she's on the jury.
Oh, that's right. I'll tell you later, Charity.
Well, are you all through walking around now, Grandpap?
Yeah, I think so.
And, Ulysses, do you have to eat that lunch right now?
Yeah, better simmer down a little, Ulysses.
Okay.
Go ahead, counsel. You won't be interrupted again, I'll promise you that.
Well, I hope not. Now, Mr. Redfield, did you receive a phone call from Mr. Lum Edwards about 2 weeks ago?
I sure did. Lum called me up and said, Charlie, he says, now about this matter...
Just answer my question, Charlie. Don't give the conversation. What exactly did the conversation deal with?
Well, Lum says to me, he says, Charlie, he said, now about this matter...
Just give me the general nature of the conversation.
That's what I'm doing. Lum says to me, he says, Charlie, old boy...
Charlie, did the conversation deal with a suggested wedding between your daughter, Winifred, and Mr. Weehan?
The counsel for the defense objects to that on the grounds that it's a leading question, don't you, Edna?
Huh?
Yes, he does. Objection sustained.
Don't it? I'm getting good at this lawyer stuff.
Mr. Redfield, what action did you take as a result of this telephone call from Mr. Edwards?
Well, you see, Lum says to me, he says, Charlie...
Yes, I know, but what did you do right after you hung up, Charlie?
Well, I went right out to get a marriage license for Winifred and Cedric, because you see, Lum says to me on the phone, he says, Charlie...
Yes, all right. You got a marriage license as a result of what Mr. Edwards suggested on the phone, is that right?
Wait a minute. I object to that myself. I never suggested Winifred and Cedric get married. I thought Cedric had already got engaged to Winifred by mistake. I was just trying to get him out of it.
Well, now, wait, Your Honor. You can't testify. You're not a witness.
No, but I'm justice of the peace, and I ought to have some rights around here.
Well, testifying isn't one of them. Now, Mr. Redfield, you say you got a marriage license. Is that correct?
Of course it is. Got it, because Lum says to me on the phone.
Oh, yes. Just forget that now, Charlie. Now, this marriage license that you procured, did your daughter Winifred... Great Scott, you lady. Do you have to unwrap those sandwiches right now?
Yeah, try not to make so much noise there, Ulysses. You're disturbing the other jurors.
Okay.
What kind of sandwiches are them?
Peanut butter.
Yeah, peanut butter. Go on, Squire.
Yes. Now then, Mr. Redfield, this marriage license, did your daughter sign it?
Why, naturally she signed it. Who wouldn't after Lum says to me on the phone and says...
All right. Just answer the question, Charlie. Did Cedric Weehunt sign this marriage license?
He sure did. He came over to the house one day and signed it.
Well, I just thought I was just giving Winifred my autograph.
You can't talk now, Cedric. You're not on the witness stand yet.
Oh, excuse me. I take it all back.
Sir, Mr. Redfield, did you in any way force Mr. Weehunt to sign that license?
Why, of course not. Why should I have to force him to do that after what Lum said to me on the phone? He says, Charlie.
Yes, yes, I know. Now, Mr. Redfield,
peanut
I did
butter
this.
Sandwich. Peanut butter.
What was that, Your Honor?
Nothing. I was just thinking of some legal business here. Turning over my head.
Mr. Redfield, after Mr. Weehunt signed the license, did you then set a date for the wedding?
I did.
Did Mr. Weehunt agree to that date?
He did.
And was the wedding held on that date?
It did. It almost was.
What exactly do you mean by it almost was?
Well, you know what happened.
Just about the time Lum was trying the knot, Lum was doing the hitching, you know. Just about the time the I do's was coming up, the light at the schoolhouse went off, and when they come back again, Cedric was gone.
Yes. Now, well, as a result of this, was your daughter considerably disturbed and upset?
Oh, my, yes, yes, upset something terrible. My poor little daughter will never be the same again, never. She's going to have a nervous breakdown any minute. Oh, the poor girl.
All right, that's all, Mr. Redfield. Cross-examine.
That means you, Abner.
Huh?
Ask Charlie some questions now. It's your turn. You're counsel for the defense.
Oh, questions, yeah. How's your brother Arnie, Charlie?
No. I asked him questions about the stuff Squire just asked him.
Well, Squire don't ask him all that long.
Yeah, but Charlie is wrong about some of the answers.
I object to these comments from the bench.
Objection over reinstated. This court's trying to get at the truth, and I'm going to see that it succeeds, too. Even if I have to keep this trial running for the next 50 years, I'm going to see to it that... Granted, you say, is that hot coffee you got there?
Yes, yes, good and hot, too, huh?
Got quite a bit of it, too, ain't you?
Well, quite a little.
All right. Court adjourned till tomorrow noon.
Adjourned? The alarm clock ain't wrong yet, Long.
I can't help it. Court adjourned. All the jurors are now excused till tomorrow noon. All except Ulysses S. Quincy. Court wants to see Mr. Quincy back in the judge's chamber for a second. Granted, coffee and peanut butter sandwich.